I'm Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Welcome back, guys. Today's episode is a really good one. It is one that's been on my heart for a long time to share, and I honestly couldn't even go into it in super lengthy detail because I like to keep these short. So I will have to do some other extra parts to this in later episodes. But for now, I want to bring you into a little bit of my journey, my story about anxiety, about stress and worry, and how that's kind of affected my life, and how God is helping me continue to overcome this battle that is a continuing struggle, and it's a continuation of overcoming every single day. And so this may be you, and this may be a friend, and I think this is going to be one of those powerful episodes that you might want to share with someone else, or that maybe will touch your heart in a way that you will finally see with clear eyes and a little bit more hope that you really can do something right now, today, in the midst of your struggle and in the midst of your anxiety that can help you overcome this battle. And so I pray that you join me and that you follow along all the way to the end, because I have a special prayer just for you. Anxiety, stress, and worry is an epidemic in our culture. It's a fact. There are multiple reports talking about how anxiety is at an all-time high with the many people that struggle with it in the society. And with this, I just want to be really real that, yep, I am a part of that too. And I think there's a lot of us out there that have this struggle, and we are so silent about it and silently hurting and feeling guilty for having this struggle, especially as a believer. So I want to shed some light on this and talk you through some ways that I have sought to overcome this struggle and that I'm continuing to work towards overcoming. It's kind of been that thorn in my flesh that I feel like God hasn't fully removed. I mean, I completely believe in God's amazing possibility of healing me, and yet I completely believe in the power of medicine and counseling and other tools and techniques to utilize in our favor. So for some of us, God may miraculously heal you. I do believe that. And then for others of us, we may still continue to struggle with it. And I just want you to know that there is a purpose in your struggle right now, that you struggling with stress, with you struggling with anxiety and worry, that God can still use you through that struggle, that it doesn't have to completely derail you from being used for a purpose, okay? So my little story about this, I really have struggled with anxiety, I think, my entire life, but I never really knew it. Not until about 4 or 5 years ago. It was after my twins were born. And as you can imagine, as a twin mom, there was a lot all of a sudden thrown upon me, and my life kind of went out of whack. And being one who likes to, or at least has been I'm an overcoming perfectionist. I used to like a lot more of my control, and I've gotten a lot more laid back over the years just because holding on to that kind of control was just super unhealthy for me. It got me to the point where I was really struggling with anxiety episodes. So all that to say, motherhood kind of helped reveal to me that I was struggling with anxiety more than I wanted to admit. You know, raising kids is hard, right, mamas? I mean, it's hard. It's hard when you don't know what to do, or it's hard when, you know, the house is constantly a mess, or you're constantly on edge when, you know, wondering if the baby's going to get hurt, or I don't know. I think it's just this mom mode, and we go on this mom mode that constantly goes off in our bodies and we get kind of stressed out. And for those that aren't mamas yet, I totally get it. Like I struggled with anxiety and stress a lot in my college days when it came to testing. I was the worst test taker in the world. I just clammed up and messed up so much because I was smart, I think. I think I'm smart, but I always messed up on just second guessing myself a ton because of those tests and just how much they just stressed me out, right? So over the years, over the last several years, I've really worked to learning what is it that anxiety really stems from. And how can I seek to overcome this? Or what does God's word even say about anxiety? And how can I seek to overcome this in my daily life? Here are some things I'm going to share with you more on the spiritual side of this, but there are so many ways to seek help for anxiety. And first and foremost, I just want to be really real that you may need counseling, you may need medication, you may need a lot of other things, some help around the house or help with your business or whatever it is to help you get through the season, whatever the season is of anxiety in your life. And I am not here to prescribe or to diagnose in any way. I'm not a doctor. I'm just here sharing my own story and the things that I've learned along the way. I did become a licensed, certified life coach in stress management, so I do have a few things up my sleeve, and that's why I'm here to help you with what I've learned and what I've implemented and what I've seen has helped me and others today. All that to say, we gotta go into what anxiety is a little bit, okay? So first and foremost, anxiety or stress or the thing that kind of triggers us, what happens in our body, there's actually some chemical things that happen in our body, and it basically creates a fight or flight response. Now, I know you're like, okay, what are we doing? Are we going into science? But yes, we need to go into a tiny bit of science just to understand the root. And then we'll take that and go towards a different direction than what you'll probably think where we're going right now. Just stay with me. But the root of anxiety is a fight or flight response. And in general, this can be a good thing, right? Like if somebody's gonna come out and try to attack you, then you better bet your fight and flight response would kick in and you can either fight back or flee for your life. The way it becomes abused in our bodies, right, is when it is on all the time. So typically when this fight or flight response happens and it's this surge of energy that you need for the moment, you go back into a resting state afterwards. And actually our body does typically kick back into a more restful state where you need to recoup and revamp. Well, the problem with chronic anxiety is that you are chronically anxious, chronically stressed. There is never a break or period of relaxation for you. What we do in society is we continue to push and push and push to where we are anxious and stressed all the time. We don't give ourselves that time to relax, especially as a mom. We don't give ourselves time to relax if we're pushing hard in our business or ministries. Some of us are burning out for Jesus because we don't know how to pause and take a step back. So, you know, God, he even says he created the earth and the world and everything in it in 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. He probably did not need to rest. I mean, God is God. I believe he rested because he wanted to demonstrate to us that we are going to need to rest. We need to make sure we carve out rest in our schedules in order to make sure we don't get burned out. We don't get so overwhelmed, so anxious all the time that it completely depresses our system, right? With this, we need to remember that it can be a good thing, but it's a bad thing when it goes on all the time. And think about it, like even a screensaver of your computer, it'll go off when it knows it's time to rest. Well, in the same way, do you know when it's time to rest? Do you know when your body is telling you, like, I need to rest and I need to find some soul time for myself? Do you do it? Or do you just push it off again and just keep pushing through? Now, I get it. There are seasons where you have no choice and you do have to keep pushing through for a season and it's hard and it's trying. I do believe though in still practicing 5 or 10 minutes of meditation or stillness that you can do. There are still ways that you can do quick recoups even if you're in a really stressful season where you feel like you don't have time to relax or take care of yourself much. But there are little things you can do. And a lot of it is just even your perspective. The one thing we can do that's really clear in scripture, and I'm only going to hone in on this one thing for now. I will talk more about anxiety in other episodes, upcoming ones that I have scheduled. But for right now, I want to talk to you about anxiety through the power of the Bible and what it tells us, okay? So the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:6-7, it's a pretty popular verse. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That is crazy, right? Like, do not be anxious about anything. I'm sure you're looking at God right now or taking a little breather and putting your eyes up and saying, okay, God, really, like, do not be anxious about anything. I think that's pretty much impossible. And to be honest, it kind of is in our state of our humanness. But what God is saying is that we don't have to hold on to anxiety, that when it pops up, okay, because it will still happen and it will arise. But when that happens, that anxiety feels like it's overwhelming you, what do you do? It says in every situation, we can pray and we should pray and petition, which basically means giving it over to him or giving him or sharing with him what is going on in our lives. We share it with God. And this is the key to helping you in the moment have a practicing heart of peace where it trespasses all understanding, okay? This is what we are going for and what we're hoping for when those anxious moments arise. We can pray, we petition with him, we thank God. Okay, so in those moments when you're anxious, like say you are stressed because you have bills and you have no idea how you're gonna pay them next month, that is pretty scary and that is pretty stressful. And so with these bills, you are wondering if it's all gonna work out. And so you're just sitting there anxious and like you can't control it except for whatever you control, which is you work, you are working to survive, and then honestly, you just gotta send it to prayer. I think in these moments, we need to remember to thank God, to thank him for what we do have. Because a heart of thanksgiving brings about a heart of joy and peace. And when we have a thankful heart of having gratitude, when we're focused on that rather than the situation around us that feels stressful or hard or difficult at best, we can then come to God and experience his insurmountable love and peace that he will grant us. Because it says, when you present those requests to him, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He will give you peace if you give him the anxieties of your heart. That's what his word says. And I want to believe that. I want to believe that for you too, that right now, whatever it is that you're anxious with, can you just go ahead and send up a prayer to him? Can you give that over to him, that fear, that stress, whatever it is that you're holding on to? And can you thank God for what you do have right now? Can you thank him? Can you think of one or even two things, 10, 20 things that you are thankful and grateful for right now that he's given you? Because I guarantee you, when you start to do that, when you stop in that moment and you stop the anxiousness, you really can stop and not have to be anxious about anything. And the truth is that with our anxiety, typically it comes down to four fears. And I'm going to briefly go through that. The fears that we experience that causes our anxiety are the fear of loss, the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, and the fear of the unknown. But you need to remember that, like in the state of the fear of loss, that even though we may experience loss ourselves, we really have nothing to fear because God's word says that he will heal our broken hearts and he will bind up our wounds in Psalm 147:3. And we have a greater hope in him of eternal life, and therefore we don't have to fear that loss. And while we may fear failure and experience it ourselves, in God's eyes, we are never a failure, and we can always find our way back through him. He can redeem every story if you give it to him. And his word says, trust in me, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. And while we may fear the unknown or not having any control over certain things, there's nothing unknown to God because God is in control. He says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, in Jeremiah 29:11. And the final thing is, while we may fear rejection, gosh, guys, this is a big one for me, especially as I continue to pour myself out there with truths that I feel like God's given me, with the words that he speaks to me. And we may fear rejection from others. We may fear their stabs of disapproval or whether or not they agree or disagree from us. But guess what? God will never reject you. He never rejects those who love him. And he will not reject you if you just come to him and believe in who he is. Because his word says you come to him, right? A living stone rejected by men or by others. But in the sight of God, you are chosen and precious. 1 Peter 2:4. You guys, this isn't something that will naturally happen and you will be perfect at overnight. This is a constant and daily prayer and challenge that we must all rise to the occasion for. We must seek to cast our minds to him, these anxieties and all these things to him, so that we can have that fulfilling and sustaining peace that we truly need in our lives. Because that is how I even do anything that I do right now. Because even though I chronically struggle with anxiety, I am chronically also giving things back to him and allowing him to fill my heart and mind with peace that truly does surpass understanding. So I want to pray with you right now if that's you and you're struggling. God, I pray for the woman right now who is struggling with stress and anxiety. I pray for her. I pray that you would give her that peace. I pray that she would let go of everything that she's trying to hold on to, that she would only do what she can do and then let go of the rest, knowing that you will provide and you are in control of her life. And that although we can do some things, you are able to do all things. And we are able to do all things through the Spirit of you that lives in us. So God, I pray that we would rely on the Spirit of you that's within us to overcome this battle and not on our own strength. I pray for those women. I pray that you would just give them that rest tonight, that peace of mind today, that heart to know that you are in their court and you are fighting for them as well through this. I say this in your name. Amen.
Did you know that I wrote a best-selling book to help you de-stress while getting spiritual nourishment for yourself? Not only that, but you get to do it with a kid, a friend, or I've even heard those using it with folks well past their prime years, if you know what I mean. It's called Big and Little Coloring Devotional, designed for adults and children to color and connect over scripture together. Check out the website coloringdevotional.com to find out more information and grab your copy today. As always, if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook using my name, Rachel C. Swanson. Thanks, and I will see you next week.